Okay, so get ready, because today we're going deep on something pretty unexpected.
Cool.
We're diving into Jesus's harp skills.
Wow, that's not something you hear every day.
Right, it's not exactly front page news, but according to this article from Discover Jesus, music played a surprisingly big role in Jesus's life.
Discover Jesus. Interesting.
Yeah, so apparently Jesus wasn't just a spiritual leader, he was also quite the musician.
Really? I've never heard about that.
Me neither.
Yeah.
But that's why we're doing this deep dive.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So what does this article say? Was he like a professional musician?
Well, not exactly, but the article makes him sound like a bit of a prodigy.
A prodigy? Okay, I'm intrigued.
It says he was already pretty skilled on the harp by age 11, entertaining family and friends.
Wow, 11 years old. That's impressive. You know, it makes you think about how we often put historical figures on these pedestals.
Holy.
We forget they had lives outside of what they're known for.
Exactly. It's like, imagine Jesus as a teenager just jamming out on his harp.
Right. And I wonder what kind of music was even popular back then. What do you think someone in that time period would have played on the harp?
That's a great question. Was it for celebrations? Storytelling?
I mean, if we think about the role of music in ancient cultures, it wasn't just about entertainment. Music was, like, woven into everything.
I see what you mean.
Rituals, storytelling, emotional expression. It was their social media, basically.
Ah, their way to connect and share experiences.
Exactly. So it's probably safe to say that Jesus's harp playing had lots of different purposes.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, the article also talks about how he used his music to bring joy to others, especially during those long winter months.
Oh, I bet that was really special.
It paints this picture of him as like a source of warmth and comfort when things were probably pretty bleak.
Oh, absolutely. That speaks to the power of art to uplift and bring people together, you know?
For sure. And that's something that's like timeless, right? It's not just an ancient thing.
Totally. Think about it. Cold evening, everyone huddled together, listening to Jesus play, maybe sharing stories.
Yeah, yeah. It creates that sense of community, of shared humanity.
And that's something we still crave today, even with all our technology.
Couldn't agree more.
It's basic human nature, you know? We want to connect, to feel like we belong.
And music is such a powerful way to do that.
For sure. It's a universal language.
So true.
It can speak to us on a level that words sometimes can't.
And it can bring people together from all walks of life.
Exactly.
Okay, but here's where things get really interesting. When Jesus was 19, he made a huge sacrifice.
Uh-oh. What happened?
He sold his beloved harp.
He sold it? Wow, why would he do that?
Get this. He did it to help pay for his brother Jude's education.
No way! He sold his harp for his brother.
That's what the article says.
That's incredible.
I know. I can't even imagine having to part with something I love that much.
Especially for something like that, right? It makes you think.
It really does.
This wasn't just giving up a hobby, you know?
Right. It was a part of him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it really says something about the values of the time, too.
What do you mean?
Family ties were everything back then. And education was seen as, like, a pathway to a better life.
You're right. It goes way beyond just selling the harp, doesn't it?
It really highlights his character, you know, his selflessness.
Yeah, his willingness to put his family's needs above his own passions.
Such a powerful example, right? And it adds another layer to how we understand him, both as a person and as a leader.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. It's like those seemingly small details that can sometimes reveal the most profound truths about someone.
Absolutely. Like a little window into their soul, almost.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
It really is.
And it makes you wonder what other hidden depths are out there just waiting to be discovered.
Right. It's like, who knew Jesus was such a talented musician?
Yeah.
And what else don't we know?
It really makes you think.
It definitely does. Yeah, for sure. And actually, you know what? This whole sacrifice thing makes me think about something else the article mentions.
What's that?
It talks about the death of Jesus' father, Joseph. And it kind of hints that music was a source of comfort for Jesus, especially during that time.
Oh, interesting.
Like maybe playing the harp helped him deal with all the grief and stress of losing his dad, you know?
Hmm. I hadn't thought about it that way. It really adds another layer to everything.
Right.
It's like music wasn't just a fun thing for him.
More than a hobby.
It was a way to process his emotions, find peace in the middle of all that pain.
Yeah, I get that. Music can be so powerful like that.
Totally. It's like it speaks to us on this deep emotional level, you know? Have you ever, like, turned to music or art when you're going through something rough?
Oh, absolutely. I think most people have at some point.
It's like music just gets us in a way that words sometimes can't.
It's a universal language.
So true.
It makes sense that Jesus would found comfort in his music, especially after losing his father.
Makes you wonder what kind of music he was playing then, right? Was it something somber and reflective, or maybe like uplifting and hopeful? The article doesn't really say what his style was like.
That's true. It does mention that he enjoyed both playing and listening to vocal music, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It kind of brings us back to that idea of music as a communal thing, right?
Yeah.
Imagine Jesus singing along with friends and family.
Sharing stories.
Exactly.
It's a really beautiful image.
It is, isn't it?
It's wild how this one little detail, Jesus playing the harp, has sparked all these different conversations.
I know. We've talked about ancient cultures, the power of art, even Jesus' personality.
And get this, the article goes even further.
Oh.
It says that learning about Jesus' love for music actually changes how we see him as a historical figure.
How so?
Well, it argues that this seemingly normal detail, like his musical hobby, makes him more human, you know, in a way that the traditional stories don't always do.
Makes sense. Like, he's not just this distant, perfect being.
Exactly. He becomes someone we can relate to.
Someone with passions and interests just like ours.
Right. He's not just this symbol in a history book anymore, you know. He's a real person.
That's a really powerful point.
It makes you think, like, what other hidden depths might there be to all these famous figures we think we know?
Yeah, that's a great question.
It's like we only get this one version of history, but there's got to be so much more to the story.
For sure. And that's what's so cool about these kinds of deep dives.
Absolutely.
We get to challenge those traditional narratives and really explore the human side of history.
We've been talking about the harp for a while, but it's really just a starting point, isn't it?
Definitely.
It's about recognizing that everyone has a story, even those who seem larger than life.
And that everyone has a story worth hearing.
Exactly. Yeah, it really makes you wonder what we're missing out on, you know? When we just stick to the official version of things.
Exactly. There's so much more to uncover if we, like, dig a little deeper.
So much more to those personal stories.
And that's what I think makes this whole Jesus and the harp thing so fascinating.
Right.
It shows us a side of him that we don't usually think about.
Makes him more relatable, somehow.
Totally. He wasn't just this, like, one-dimensional figure.
Okay, so let's recap.
Sounds good.
We learned that Jesus was a skilled musician, played the harp.
Yeah.
He used his music to bring joy to others, even to help himself through tough times.
And he even made a big sacrifice, selling his harp for his brother's education.
Wow. Who knew music played such a big role in his life? It really makes you wonder, if we could go back in time and actually hear him play.
Oh, man.
What kind of music do you think he would create?
That's a tough one.
Right. Would it be something super spiritual or maybe something more upbeat? We'll never know, but it's fun to imagine.
It is, isn't it? It kind of opens up all these possibilities.
And if anyone out there wants to learn more about the historical context of Jesus' life,
yeah,
there's tons of amazing research out there.
Yeah, for sure.
So keep digging.